These are male breeding calls. And that's what they sound like. Adam's got one on his iPhone.
That is the mating call of hundreds of Great Plains toads. University of Arizona herpetologist Phil Rosen says these amphibians are now thriving in an artificial riparian area in central Tucson near Keno Sports Complex.
We have seen several hundred adult Great Plains toads here this year, which is a great population and probably the biggest in Tucson now.
Pima County contracted Rosen and his team of university biologists to remove invasive bullfrogs that are threatening native Arizona toads, frogs, and other wildlife. Adam Barkalow, a wildlife biologist, is working to eradicate bullfrogs from the county-managed Keno Environmental Restoration Project, a 160-acre stormwater harvesting facility and man-made wetland.
It's not really the bullfrog's fault, it's just that they are non-native and they don't belong here. But bullfrogs, adult bullfrogs, can eat all kinds of native animals, including snakes, birds, bats, mice, other insects, other amphibians, and so they can have a big impact on an ecosystem.
Barkalow and the other biologists hunt the bullfrogs at night. He says to capture one, he blinds it with a flashlight and either scoops the creature up by hand or with a net.
And if you look just under that branch, you can see two brightly shining eyeballs and a white throat, and that's a little juvenile bullfrog.
Barkalow says the captured bullfrogs are put into containers and will later be euthanized back at the lab.
Come here. Got him.
Pima officials say bullfrogs were first discovered in the artificial wetland 5 years ago. Since then, the invasive species has moved downstream and is threatening native wildlife in the Santa Cruz River. The county is not sure how the bullfrogs got in the restoration area, but Rosen says he thinks people probably released them to establish a viable food source.
Believe it or not, we actually met somebody in here hunting bullfrogs one night, and they were going to eat them.
In late May, Rosen and his team started removing bullfrogs from the area. So far, they've removed more than 1,400 bullfrogs.
And he's tucked behind a log, which doesn't afford us much opportunity. I'm gonna stick this flashlight in my mouth so I have two hands.
Barkalow says the goal of the removal is to make the Keno Environmental Restoration Project an oasis in Tucson for native wildlife.
It's not just the toads, but to really make this place what it could be, given that there's this much space and this much water in the middle of Tucson is fairly unique. So that's really the end goal, is to have a diverse ecosystem here rather than just one dominated by bullfrogs.
Rosen says he's also excited to see native spadefoot toads, which are actually frogs, making a comeback in the area. He describes spadefoots as a quintessential desert amphibian that only need a small pool of water to breed.
We thought that the bullfrogs had completely eradicated them, the bullfrogs and the exotic fish that were here. So it's kind of nice to see that at least a few are still around and that they will likely repopulate this place.
Rosen says the ponds in the artificial restoration area are home to at least four native toad and frog species, and he hopes other native wildlife will eventually call this place home.
I don't know if you heard that little eep, but that was him saying, "We missed the frog."
Pima County may call Rosen and his team back next year if more bullfrogs are found. I'm Laura Palmisano, Arizona Public Media.